This is an iHeart podcast.
Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show, and I'm going to shut up here because I'll be honest, it took us forever to find the Biden feed. It's not on the White House feed. It's not on major channels. He's speaking from Union Station right now, which is a crime-ridden dump, but here's Joe Biden live.
Speak as a country and say there's no place for voter intimidation or political violence in America. Whether it's directed at Democrats or Republicans. No place, period. No place ever. I speak today near Capitol Hill, near the U.S. Capitol, the citadel of our democracy. I know there's a lot at stake in these midterm elections, from our economy, to the safety of our streets, to our personal freedoms, the future of health care, Social Security, Medicare. It's all important. But we'll have our differences. We'll have our difference of opinion. And that's what it's supposed to be. But there's something else at stake. Democracy itself. I'm not the only one who sees it. Recent polls have shown that an overwhelming majority of Americans believe our democracy is at risk, that our democracy is under threat. They, too, see that democracy is on the ballot this year. And they're deeply concerned about it. So today, I appeal to all Americans, regardless of party, to meet this moment of national and generational importance. We must vote, knowing what's at stake and not just the policy of the moment, but institutions that have held us together as we saw it.
Let me cut in real quick here, Chris. You heard what he just said. It's not just the policy of the moment. What's he saying there? Yeah, everything sucks right now, but please don't vote based on everything sucking right now. All right, go back, Chris.
Not free. It requires constant vigilance. From the very beginning, nothing has been guaranteed about democracy in America. Every generation has had to defend it, protect it, preserve it, choose it. For that's what democracy is. It's a choice, a decision. Of the people, by the people, and for the people. The issue couldn't be clearer in my view. We, the people, must decide whether we'll have fair and free elections. And every vote counts. We, the people, must decide whether we're going to sustain a republic where reality is accepted, the law is obeyed, and your vote is truly sacred. We, the people, must decide whether the rule of law will prevail, whether we'll allow the dark forces to thirst that thirst for power put ahead of the principles that we've long guided us.
You know, freedom is not free.
American democracy is under attack because the defeated former president of the United States refuses to accept the results of the 2020 election. He refuses to accept the will of the people. He refuses to accept the fact that he lost. He has abused his power and put the loyalty to himself before loyalty to the Constitution. And he's made a big lie, an article of faith in the MAGA Republican Party, the minority of that party. The great irony about the 2020 election is that it's the most attacked election in our history, and yet, there's no election in our history that we can be more certain of its results. Every legal challenge that could have been brought was brought. Every recount that could have been undertaken was undertaken. Every recount confirmed the results. Wherever fact or evidence had been demanded, the big lie has been proven to be just that, a big lie. Every single time. Yet now, extreme MAGA Republicans aim to question not only the legitimacy of past elections, but elections being held now and into the future. The extreme MAGA element of the Republican Party, which is a minority of that party, as I said earlier, but is this driving force, is trying to succeed where they failed in 2020. Suppress the right of voters and subvert the electoral system itself. That means denying your right to vote and deciding whether your vote even counts. Instead of waiting until an election is over, they're starting well before it. They're starting now. They've emboldened violence and intimidation of voters and election officials. It's estimated that there are more than 300 election deniers on the ballot all across America this year. We can't ignore the impact this is having on our country. It's damaging, it's corrosive, and it's destructive.
Stolen emails, stolen drone, stolen election. Welcome to the world of unprecedented Trump. And quote, yes, the race was stolen. Joe Biden's own press secretary. Go on, Chris.
More than a form of government, their way of being, a way of seeing the world, a way that defines who we are, what we believe, why we do what we do. Democracy is simply that fundamental. We must, in this moment, dig deep within ourselves and recognize that we can't take democracy for granted any longer. With democracy on the ballot, we have to remember these first principles. Democracy means the rule of the people, not the rule of monarchs or the moneyed, but the rule of the people. Autocracy is the opposite of democracy. It means the rule of one person, one interest, one ideology, one party.
One second. Just a reminder, we do not live in a democracy. He's used the word about 1,000 times. We don't live in a democracy. Benjamin Franklin said a democracy is two wolves and a sheep voting on what to have for dinner. In fact, we were never supposed to be a democracy at all because democracies are despicable. We are a representative republic. But it is funny how much they do want a democracy.
It, in my view, is the biggest of questions. Whether the American system that prizes the individual, bends towards justice, and depends on the rule of law, whether that system will prevail. This is the struggle we're now in, a struggle for democracy, a struggle for decency and dignity, a struggle for prosperity and progress, a struggle for the very soul of America itself. Make no mistake, democracy is in the ballot for all of us. We must remember that democracy is a covenant. We need to start looking out for each other again, seeing ourselves as we, the people, not as entrenched enemies. This is a choice we can make. Disunion and chaos are not inevitable. There's been anger before in America. There's been division before in America. But we've never given up on the American experiment. We can't do that now. The remarkable thing about American democracy is this. Just enough of us, on just enough occasions, have chosen not to dismantle democracy, but to preserve democracy. We must choose that path again. Because democracy is in the ballot, we have to remember that even in our darkest moments, there are fundamental values and beliefs that unite us as Americans. And they must unite us now. What are they? Well, I think first, we believe the vote in America is sacred.
Oh, it is.
To be honored.
Chris, please.
You can run the best campaign. You can even become the nominee. And you can have the election stolen from you.
Wow. Guess it's not that sacred. Anyway, go back, Chris.
Must, with an overwhelming voice, stand against political violence and voter intimidation, period. Stand up and speak against it. We We don't settle our differences.
I'm so bored. I don't want to come back with any more of this. I want to do my show. This is boring. Look, if he's still prattling on with his democracy, I'm gonna bring it back whenever we could get back from a break. I'm going to play it again. But I want you to know I'm doing it under protest, which is weird because I'm the one actually making the decision. I guess that means I'm protesting myself. But all right, we'll bring you more of this. Until then.
Buenas tardes.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and yes, I'm going to go back to him. He's still droning on. The whole staff, we were all praying he would finish this stupid, useless, boring speech when we were during a break. So I'm going to go back again here in just a second. But again, I'll go into detail again after he's done. But basic chain of custody logic says the election with the most mail-in ballots ever is the least secure election ever. It's not possible for it to be the most secure. And when you insist it's the most secure, that tells me you cheated. Anyway, back to Biden.
They'll always be with us, no matter what. But that isn't true today. In our bones, we know democracy is at risk. But we also know this. It's within our power, each and every one of us, to preserve our democracy. And I believe we will. I think I know this country. I know we will. You have the power. It's your choice. It's your decision. The fate of the nation, the fate of the soul of America, lies where it always does. With the people, in your hands, in your heart, in your ballot. My fellow Americans, we'll meet this moment.
We're changing people's lives.
We just need to remember who we are. We are the United States of America. There's nothing beyond our capacity if we do it together. May God bless you all.
Oh,
may God protect our troops.
Oh, yes.
May God bless those standing guard.
Thank you, Lord, that he ended this thing. I was worried he was going to drone on for another hour. Okay, couple things. It was so boring. I'm sorry you had to go through that. I went through it with you. Okay, Chris, Michael, we're all dying here. I'm pretty sure the fellas are already drinking. All right, that was that bad. But couple things you did hear. Nothing new. Threat to democracy. Danger to democy. Elections are fair. We got all that. Did you notice something? A little difference between that speech and the last one like that he gave? Sounded a little more soft, didn't it? That last one Joe Biden gave cratered his poll numbers like I think it was a permanent 10 points. It just was bad. And I bet you money he insisted on giving that speech, and I bet his staff got on their knees absolutely and begged him, Joe, please soften it. Joe, please don't yell at anybody. Joe, please don't threaten anybody. But here's the problem. Threat to democracy. It's not tangible when people are suffering. It just doesn't mean anything. What does that mean? Threat to democracy. Oh, and another thing. These election deniers. I know you know this. We've had this discussion on the show. But let's have this discussion again. I don't trust our institutions. None of them. Not the DOJ, FBI. I don't trust the elections. I do not trust our institutions at all. A lot of people feel exactly like I do. You do. I don't trust you. I feel like you're lying to me all the time. You have lied to me for a sustained period of time. I don't trust you. I don't trust our elections. Now, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter if you're one of those institutions and you think I'm crazy or you think I'm wrong or you think I'm an extremist MAGA Republican. It really genuinely doesn't matter what you think about me at all. Trust has to be earned back. If you shout at me for that, you insult me for that, call me an election denier, tell me I'm an idiot, try to censor me, which they just did to me today on social media, all that does is convince me you're lying. That's all that does. I've used the example before. If Chris and I go into business together
and he puts in 10 grand and I put in 10 grand and I take the 10 grand and instead of putting it in the business, I run off to Cabo and drink Mai Tais for a week and come back. Oh, the money's gone. Hey, Chris, I need another 10 grand. And Chris says, no, I don't trust you. And I say, I'm blocking your number. Give me that 10 grand. Give it to me now. Is that increasing trust? Of course it's not. Of course it's increasing distrust. It really doesn't matter what you believe about elections and all these other things. The truth is, we don't trust our institutions anymore, and none of our institutions seem even a little bit interested in earning that trust back. They all seem interested in yelling at us, insulting us, scolding us. They all seem interested in censoring us, but not a single one of our corrupt institutions seems even a little bit interested in earning it back. So I don't trust. And it gets worse by the day. These election deniers. Democrats have denied every election for the last 20 years. Every election has been stolen, illegal. He cheated. And now that they go, quote, win one with the most mail-in ballots ever, you're supposed to get on your knees and praise God for the safest election ever. Nah. No, I don't think I will. By the way, I forgot to play this for you earlier.
Ask longtime residents and they'll tell you nothing feels normal in Philly anymore.
I walk with a taser in my hand because there have been several assaults in the beautiful park that's one block up. It's a free-for-all.
We'll get back to that Biden stuff and then I have to get to the hilarious Pelosi news out of today about that Paul Pelosi attack. But yeah, she carries everywhere. Do you carry your hero gun or did you just buy your hero gun? Hero gun, hero arrow. And let me tell you something. I was thinking about this last night. If this is something you're purchasing for a son or a daughter or a mom, because you can't be with them all the time and you want them to be safe, I applaud you for that. Maybe look into the hero arrow if you want them to carry it all the time. Now, I love the hero gun. I love them both, to be honest with you. But the hero arrow is a little smaller and more aerodynamic. Your daughter can put it right in her purse. It won't mess her up at all. Your son can put it in his pocket. You can put a hero arrow in your pocket. Encourage them to carry it. It doesn't do any good to collect dust. Carry it. Non-lethal gun. Anyone can use it. Doesn't require a concealed carry permit. Go to hero2020.com, code Jesse. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. State restrictions may apply. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And again, look, Chris has a 12-minute audio clip that we found on YouTube. No, I'm not going to play you 12 minutes. I might give you 30 seconds of it. But remember, these people have questioned every election they've lost since 2000. This is how Democrats have conducted themselves. They lose, it's cheating. They win, it's the safest election ever, and you're a threat to democracy if you question it.
I believe President Trump is an illegitimate president.
Based on what I just said, which I can't retract.
The Russian attempt to hack the election, and frankly, the FBI is weighing in on the election, I think makes his election illegitimate.
There was a widespread understanding that this election was not on the level. We still don't know what really happened, Isaac. I mean, there's just a lot that I think will be revealed, history will discover, but you don't win by 3 million votes.
Okay, and I'm not doing the hypocrisy thing here. I'm really not, because that's lame. That's all conservatism has been. I'm just explaining where we are as a country. And believe me, this is a terrible place to be as a country. But I should tell you, full disclosure, as we go more into this here, there's something about me you should know. I owe you honesty. I watched them during Trump's presidency do that Russian collusion, election cheating, election was stolen. I watched them do that over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. And I did this live on the radio, so it's not something I had hidden, but I committed. I said, okay, I'm going to question every election they win from now on. Because look, I understand that's a terrible place to be as a nation, but I'm not going to live in a country where only my election wins get checked. Only my election wins get questioned.
No. If that's how we're playing, then that's how we're playing. Now, everything I tell you about 2020, I believe. But if I didn't believe it, I'd still be tempted to come on here and say, well, it's stolen. This cheated. It's stolen. Probably the Russians, the Chinese. Because that's how we're playing from now on, communists. That's how we're playing. Your rules are my rules. If all my election wins are illegitimate, then yours are illegitimate. Period. If you'd like to stop that, if you'd like to come to the table and lay down our swords and say, okay, but hey, let's stop with this now. Oh, I'm game for that. Count me in. I want that kind of country. But believe me when I tell you, I'm not going to only be the one on the receiving end. And back to what we were talking about, basic chain of custody. I didn't know for sure, and I don't know for sure, and I'll never know for sure how bad the 2020 election was. I went to bed that night, same as you did, thinking Trump won. Woke up the next day and saw all these ballots came in late, and boy, it sure looked bad, but again, I didn't know for sure. I didn't know for sure until you all went online and went on your news shows and gave your political speeches, and you told me it was the safest election ever. Joe Biden said the same thing tonight. Once again, he repeated that line. It was the safest election ever. I don't think he used those exact words. It was something along those lines. Safest election ever. Well, that's not possible. The safest elections are the ones where you have to personally show up at the polls, show an ID, and vote. That's why mail-in voting is banned in many, many countries around the world, modern countries, France and others. And they openly say, no, we don't allow that. It's too much ripe for fraud. So if you have a 2020 election that had the most mail-in ballots ever, it's actually just a simple fact. Whatever you believe about it, it's the least secure election ever. And you don't even have to believe election was stolen or anything like that. If you have the most mail-in ballots ever, that's the least secure election ever, period. So when you tell me it's the most secure election ever, now I have questions. Now I'm pretty sure you're lying. You see, I have to get gas when I get off work, tonight. When I'm done with my show, on the way home, I've got to stop at the wonderful gas station and get some gas in my midlife crisis car, which means it's going to take me, 10 minutes longer to get home, because I'm going to go in the gas station and browse around for the essentials like Flamin' Hot Cheetos and beer while I'm in there. So it's going to take me an extra 10 minutes to get home. Now, if I get home and the wife says, hey, why'd it take you so long? Traffic or something like that? And I say, no, I had to stop and get gas. Okay, well, that's a reasonable explanation. That's honest. No big deal. If the wife says, hey, man, was it traffic? Why were you so late getting home? And I say, that's actually the fastest I've ever gotten home. What are you talking about? Well, now she's going to be awfully suspicious. Okay, where were you? Are you doing drugs? You know, that kind of a thing. When you insist that it's the safest ever, well, you can't ask me to trust you. When you have people like the Pennsylvania Secretary of State already saying things like this publicly about the upcoming election, don't tell people they shouldn't be suspicious.
So my goal as acting Secretary of State is to make sure we're educating voters, the public, the media, just about how the voting process works in Pennsylvania, how vote counting takes time. And because of the restrictions we have with our state law, you know, we will not have unofficial returns on election night like other states.
Mexico, the entire country, gets its election results in on the same day. Entire nations around the world get their election results in the same day. American states, coast to coast, well, not all of them, but many American states have all their election results in, not even by midnight. Most it's by like 9 or 10 at night. Boom, election results in, done, counted. When you stand up and tell people who are already questioning your institutions, hey, it might be a few days. Sorry, guys. Don't tell me to trust institutions. You're violating my trust over and over and over and over and over again. You have to earn it back. This is the CISA director. Her name is Jen Easterly, in case you're wondering.
And they asked me to give a message to the American people and to the media. I think this is really important. You know, there are going to be errors, there are going to be glitches. That happens in every election. But that's why there are multiple layers of security controls and resilience built into the system. And so to the media, I would really like to ask for everybody's help, because these things are going to happen, and we can't, you know, that somebody will forget their key to the polling place, a water pipe will burst. These are not, these are normal things, they're not nefarious, and I think it's super important that folks get the word out on how elections work. And mostly, as you well know, elections are not over when the polling places close. There's so much work to be done to ensure that there's reconciliation of provisional ballots, counting of absentee ballots, military votes. There's canvassing at the state, local, county level. And so sometimes it takes days, sometimes it takes weeks to serve.
Weeks? Days to weeks? And again, why are you putting out the call to the media? Hey, the media needs to let everyone know it takes days to weeks. You're the one in charge of elections. You don't give me instructions. You make sure it doesn't take days to weeks. And when people are already, we right now in America have the highest election distrust in the history of this country. You are in a period of time where people trust their elections less than they ever have. Do you honestly think you're going to go tell them, hey guys, it might take weeks, and that's going to calm those fears? You're doing everything you can to violate my trust. And then you're demanding I trust. That ain't how life works. All right, we do. Speaking of trust, oh gosh, this Paul Pelosi stuff is fantastic. Before I get to that, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to take care of widows and orphans, as we are commanded to do. Widows and orphans are supposed to be uniquely cared for in your society. This is the fact. And how many first responder wives out there don't have a husband anymore, and their children don't have a dad? All these police ambushes, all these police being murdered. How many Gold Star widows out there said goodbye to their husband one day as he flew off to Iraq, and he never came back again? And their kids never, ever, ever get to see their father again. Tunnel to Towers, they come alongside these families and they help. They're building them an entire community just for them in Florida so they can come together and live together and heal together. That's wonderful. And they ask you and me for $11 a month. Go to T2T.org. T2T.org. Go now.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so? Yeah. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and since we're about to talk about conspiracies, I have a little question for you. It might be fun. Might be fun. Oh my gosh, that pizza looks terrible, Michael. Did you cook that in the center of the earth or something? What did you do? You think you overcooked it, buddy? The pepperonis are black. Yeah, I think you over... You know what? We're not going into that right now, Michael. Anyway, I have an idea. 877-377-4373. No. We're not talking politics. We're not talking politics. No heavy COVID stories. No nothing. I want to know the conspiracy theory you believe. This is officially, for the rest of the show, a judgment-free zone. Judgment-free. I'm not saying I'm not going to ask some questions, but there's the judgment-free zone here. What is the conspiracy theory you believe? What, Chris? Chris said the mob killed JFK. Well, they did kill JFK. They did. Sam Giancana, the Chicago mob boss, worked with Carlos Marcello, the New Orleans mob boss, and Santo Trafficante to kill JFK. Tess's his father. What, Chris? It's true. I've read all the books. It is true. That, why did they talk about it all the time? Sam Giancana got a bunch of bullets in the back of his head in his kitchen, which means it was from a friend he let in the house. Like the day before he was supposed to have to go testify. Of course the mob had a hand in it. Anyway, well, I guess now you know mine. 877-377-4373. Judgment-free zone. What's a conspiracy theory you believe? And I bring it up because I saw this today, and honestly, it murdered me. I had to laugh out loud with the whole Paul Pelosi stuff. These headlines, it was just the way I got them. It was on the website I was on looking. These headlines, they were one was on top of the other one. The top headline said this. This is from NPR. Why conspiracy theories about Paul Pelosi's assault keep circulating. Okay. And then this one was right under that one. I'm not making this up. It's fantastic. Capitol Police had cameras outside of Pelosi's home that weren't monitored at the break-in. And then I saw the Washington Post. I kid you not. I swear on my life I'm not making this up. Washington Post ran with this headline. Release the video is mostly a way to extend the conspiracy theory. Guys, the home is surrounded by cameras. The most basic security systems out there now have cameras involved. And those cameras, not only can you monitor them in real time, those cameras are always, always, always set to record. Well, I shouldn't say always. Most of the time, if you have a brain, they're set to record. Now, sometimes they'll dump that because it takes up too much memory. Like every 24 hours it deletes or something like that. But they're always set to record. Do you honestly expect America to believe that it was some MAGA Trump right winger breaking in and we have cameras, but they don't record? I guess we have a lower end system on Nancy Pelosi's house, and the people who are supposed to be monitoring it, what were they? Did they go out for Subway? Maybe it wasn't. Chris, will you do me a favor? Look up and see if it's Shrimp Fest at Red Lobster or something like that. Because for some reason, the Capitol Police, at the exact moment this deranged MAGA lunatic broke in the house, for some reason, they just kind of looked away from the cameras. Come on. Come on. Again, this goes back to the safest election ever. Man, when you do this stuff, I realize all this comes from pride and arrogance because these people are so used to living in environments they completely control. So it comes from pride and arrogance. But when you do this stuff, it makes people trust you less. When you have the election with the most mail-in ballots ever, it's the least secure election ever. Even if there was if nothing happened, it's still the least secure election ever. Because we talked about this the other night. I'll just repeat the little stupid story. Go back to our 100-person village. If we have an election in our village and we're choosing the chief, and every person in our village has to walk down to one location and show their ID and then vote right there at that location and turn it in, that's one election. If every person in that village can instead have, we have 10 different people. They're going to go around to the different huts and they'll collect the votes from there, and then they'll bring them to this hut, and then from that hut, they'll go to this hut, and then we'll transport them from this hut down to the location. That election is less secure. Basic chain of custody says the election with the most mail-in ballots is the least secure election ever. So when you tell me it's the most secure election ever, I think you're lying. Now I think you're cheating. I really think there'd be, I don't think that we would have full trust in the 2020 election, but I think there'd be less distrust, and I realize that's probably a double negative and terrible language, but I went to community college. There'd be less distrust had you gone with a different tactic. As soon as you said, safest election ever, that's when I knew something bad happened. This goes to everything. The quote, vaccine. Okay, I'm not sure about the vaccine. I'm going to wait and see what's happening with the vaccine. Hey, I'm not sure about the vaccine. Hey, take this or you're fired. Okay, wait a minute. What? You're what? Okay, now I don't trust it at all. I don't trust you at all. You increase distrust with this kind of scolding and lecturing and censoring. That doesn't help. Every election expert says it was the safest ever. That's not possible. I don't care how many election experts you have. Most mail-in ballots equals least secure election ever. That's why most countries ban it. That's why our country should ban it. It's ridiculous. I mean, you heard that stupid lady with provisional ballots and mail-in ballots and these ballots and that ballots. It just sounds horrible.
And they asked me to give a message to the American people and to the media. I think this is really important. You know, there are going to be errors. There are going to be glitches. That happens in every election. But that's why there are multiple layers of security controls and resilience built into the system. And so to the media, I would really like to ask for everybody's help, because these things are going to happen, and we can't, you know, that somebody will forget their key to the polling place, a water pipe will burst. These are normal things. They're not nefarious. And I think it's super important that folks get the word out on how elections work. And mostly, as you well know, elections are not over when the polling places close. There's so much work to be done to ensure that there's reconciliation of provisional ballots, counting of absentee ballots, military votes. There's canvassing at the state, local, county level. And so,
don't ask me to trust that. All right. All right. I'm so excited for this. A conspiracy theory you believe. I swear if you do politics on me tonight, I'm hanging up the phone. It's been too much. Look, we already went dark. We had to endure Joe Biden's boring speech. If you do politics, I'm hanging up on you. Now, go get a Chalk subscription. During the break, get a Chalk subscription. 35% off a Chalk subscription for your male vitality stack. All natural herbal supplements, not more Pfizer crap in your body. Ladies, female vitality stack. You want to lose some weight? Feel better? Fellas, ladies, more energy? Honestly, the biggest difference I feel is my energy level. As you can probably tell, I'm bouncing off the freaking walls half the time here. And it's a night show. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. We are not going to take this country back if we're a bunch of low-T weenies. We are not. We have to be strong and bold, and now more than ever. CHOQ.com, promo Jesse. Get the subscription so you can save a pile of money. Cancel it anytime. These are not scam artists. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. It's creepy conspiracy theory time. Judgment-free zone. What, Chris? I'm excited. Hang on.
This is an iHeart podcast.